Big Reed backstage with pretty much a few of the guys, a couple of guys taking a nap. You feel me? You guys were just in Vegas, though.
Yeah.
So a nap is necessary. First thing I want to talk about is last year, you guys were here, a part of our show for Summer in the City. It was absolutely crazy, completely sold out. The Masonic, how does it feel to be here on your own tour, doing your own show?
It's really dope. I didn't remember like what it was called. So it wasn't until I woke up and got out the bus that I was like, this place looks familiar.
For sure.
And I'm walking down the hallway and I'm like, oh, I remember like chilling with all the artists back here and all that stuff. So it's really dope that we could, you know, later on see that all these people cared about us are willing to pull up to the show again.
And since you guys were here the last time, you dropped the Phases EP, hella music you've been dropping. I've been playing, I've been premiering every single song as you guys go. I know you guys see it on Twitter and stuff like that. How do you, like, Nick, how do you feel about the growth over the past year, bro?
I mean, just as a group, we definitely, like, you know, figured out, like, what we like, what we want. And, you know, we're just maturing through the process. So now I think we have a good taste of, like, you know, figuring out what we want in music. So, yeah, the Phases EP is basically all from us.
Yeah.
Brandon, basically producing and writing the whole thing with us. So, yeah, it's been fun.
That's what I find super dope about you guys. You, like, really took the time and did the music yourself this time around. You feel me? You went ahead and did your own thing. Now, when we got in here, I was a little nervous standing inside of y'all wardrobe closet. I was like, I don't want someone to walk in and be like, yo, what you doing? You feel me? Catch me in here trying to try on some of y'all clothes, even though I can't fit them. Now, when we got here, Austin, you were in here stretching and stuff like that. What are some of your pre-show rituals that you've been doing on the FOMO tour this year?
I've been calling my girlfriend a lot just right before show. And then I've been listening to the new Toby Lou album that dropped recently, Live on Ice. That's just fucking fire.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, honestly, shout out to Toby Lou, the kid's coming up.
That's super dope. What are some of your pre-show things, bro?
I've been recently trying to get into production, so I try to make a beat a day. But yeah, I just kind of zone out, find a space that I could be alone and just do my own mental awareness.
For sure.
And then just get it on going. It's kind of hard when we're in LA and New York because I'm the one that's usually rallying up all our friends and family and executives to make sure everybody gets to where they need to be.
For sure.
So it's funny because in LA, I wasn't ready for stage until like 5 minutes that we had to be on stage because I was busy making sure everybody got to where they needed to be.
You just take care of business though.
Got to.
Like, as you guys as a group, like, as a family, how important is it to, like, you know, take the time to get that, you know, to clear your head mentally and stuff?
We all definitely need our own little, like, few minutes to ourselves. So that's why, you know, actually, even right now, we're spread out, you know, take our own little time to mentally prepare. Because, you know, performing and doing all this every day, like, it's great. We love it. But, you know, it takes a lot because, like, you're on stage and the level of energy is just so high. And then you get off stage and it's just so low. So you got to kind of balance that. But, you know, it's good having four other guys and just like a group of brothers that, you know, chill with, just relax with. So we all get it. So we don't feel alone in the process.
And I think your fans appreciate the fact that you guys are so interactive with them, that you consistently like communicate with them and show them love. Talk about like the support from the Beans, like how much love they show you guys.
Yeah, they're crazy dope. I mean, you can see right here, all the gifts are right here.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, they, it's dope because they feel like they're a part of a family. And because of that, there's a different level of communication where it's very inclusive. And we also want them to feel like they can vouch for us and walk around and be like, hey, come follow this group, come be a part of this family because I'm having a great time.
For sure.
So they're our disciples. They're the ones that walk around and do all the word of mouth. So we owe it all to them to have these moments. I was actually talking to my friends about this, and it's really dope because before we release all our songs, we listen to them in the house with our friends, and we party and do all that. And in LA, it was just cool to have our friends at the balcony, you know, singing the songs, but also having like 3,500 kids just singing the same thing with us as if we were in our living room doing the thing. So it's rewarding. It's really dope.
And you hear some fans too, like in the meet and greets, they'll tell you like right before they take a picture, they'll be like, oh, thank you so much, because you really like helped me like get friends through this whole process, because a lot of the Beans, they're all becoming friends and they form this own little community. So they get to link up at like, hey, let's all meet at the San Francisco show, or let's all meet at the LA show, like vice versa. And yeah, so we're just grateful for that we, you know, we can help people create like a community.
I see a lot of the communication online and stuff, because a lot of them, they'll come together and they'll start requesting the songs. As soon as something's about to drop, mentions don't stop. You feel me? It's going. How important is it for your fans to remain positive, like online and on social media and stuff like that?
It's the most important, honestly. Yeah, just like having a Because the wood, especially for me, I see it for the longest time, I've seen social media as such a negative place, and then it can be a great place as long as you see it that way. Like, as far as you go about setting an example of, like, I'm going to act this certain way on social media because I feel like I need to spread love and not hate, and, like, that's literally just the bottom line. If you're spreading love, you'll be surrounded by love. If you're spreading hate, you'll be surrounded by hate, and that's just literally how you want your life to be.
That's super dope. I appreciate you guys saying that, like, really opening up and talking about that, because I think that's super important. Some of your fans got some questions. And I'm gonna run through them real quick. Let's see, what's your guys' favorite song to perform? That's from Sandy.
Rock With You.
I feel like Rock With You for me too. Yeah,
every time it's like the third song and I just get super like hype, because me, Nick, and Zion are in the back, and I just kind of look over at Nick every time and look, we just kind of always look at each other and like ready to run out. Let's do this, like,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, damn, I don't know why, I always love On My Way, because that's just a fun one. But yeah, I would have to say Rock With You as well. Like, the beginning of the show, I mean, although it is the beginning, it's fire. Like, yeah, it's very fun.
Those first three are, like, my favorite, honestly.
One of your fans asked, when are you dropping Rock With You? Because I just want to have heard it. It hasn't come out yet.
When is this coming out?
This is coming out later, so you can't say?
Later. I can't say.
Okay, word. For sure. Just take a deep breath.
Soon?
It'll be out soon.
It'll be soon.
Super soon. Like before 2020, I think, right?
That's what's up. Hopefully.
Or next month.
Or next month. There you go. Let's see. Where's the one for Nick? Okay, Karina asked. Ask Nick if he is interested in owning a dog named Hamburger.
That's funny. I literally bought a dog and named him Percy, but I was going to name him Cheeseburger because my girlfriend has a dog named Sushi. That's hilarious.
Well,
that's crazy.
If what's your name again?
Karina.
If you give me the dog, I'll also let Austin take care of it because its name's Hamburger.
There you go. That's what's up, man. Okay, let's see what else. They're talking about the collab. Next collab.
We got a collab with CNCO dropping.
Super dope.
And we also have.
We have a work of collabs.
Word. Yeah. How does it feel to like collab with CNCO, another group that's making a lot of noise as well?
It's cool, man. They've been to the house. Like, we're homies at this point, so it's more about just the friendship. And we very rarely talk about like music and the life, and I feel like it's because we both want to just be.
You just want
to
chill.
You just want to chill. Be real. Be in the moment. You know what I mean? So even the collaboration wasn't even like an us thing. It was more like, we're signed to the same label. Let's make it happen. And the first time we're actually going to be able to hear it together is hopefully when we do the music video. You know what I mean? So it's we've kind of just been taking it as it goes. But if the song sounds fire, their energy's dope. Our energy's crazy. So we're just gonna go crazy in this video, and hopefully we get to perform it again.
And it's important to have those friendships, like to really just have an opportunity to chill and just whatever it is, vibe out, just hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know, play Fortnite. I'll be playing Fortnite. I've been tripping. I need like find a different hobby, bro. I've been on it a little too long.
I've been drawing a lot recently.
Oh, word.
Yeah, because I've been doing art right before we left for tour, and I've been painting a lot, and then now I picked up doing like using Copic markers, like alcohol based markers.
That's what's up.
And trying to do like anime characters and stuff.
That's super dope.
I know Zion brought his laptop around, so he'll always be playing Fortnite.
Oh, bro, he's pro level.
I can't play with guys like that, bro. We talked about that last year. I'm good.
I'm just trying to chill. I left my Xbox home, so it's been a minute. I kind of miss Fortnite, I'm not gonna lie.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you having fun on tour.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are getting ready to wrap up the tour, like, what, next week?
Yeah, bro.
End of this week? Four or five days. Saturday's our last show.
Saturday's our last show.
What was the highlight so far, other than tonight?
There's a ton of highlights.
It was so many highlights. I think my favorite highlight was definitely New York, because I'm from there. But
for sure.
Lil TJ got to perform with us.
That's dope.
The first time we've ever, like,
had a feature on stage with us,
yeah.
Oh, word. That's
so, and it's the first song, so it's literally... It set the bar so high for the show that everyone was like, damn, like, we have to top that energy, first song, and it kept it rocking the whole time.
For me, it was definitely when TJ came out in New York as well, because it's just East Coast, felt like a home. But another thing, I don't know what show it was, but randomly, Edwin was like, hey, let Zion and Austin freestyle or something like that on stage.
It was random.
It was literally so random, so unplanned, and like people probably thought we rehearsed it, but no, that was just genuinely Edwin like, hey, drop a beat, Zion start rapping.
I don't even know why it happened. I was walking and I'm like, I felt like there needed to be a little bit more excitement from the crowd, so I was just like, you know what? Let me just see if this works. And I look at Zion and I'm like,
Yo, was out there dropping bars.
Bro, yeah, we dropped bars. He dropped the
car. I gotta see the videos.
He dropped bars. Zion dropped bars.
Yeah, definitely
seen
a video.
Also, too, though, I was thinking about it. You're talking about playing Fortnite and stuff. We there's a couple people on the crew that have been playing Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers with me.
Okay.
One of Kenzie's dancers. He's actually like really, really good at Smash Brothers.
Work.
He's been whooping.
That's what's up. That's dope. Now, one question we got to ask before we wrap this up. I know you guys get back to work and everything, but you guys are in the Bay. A lot of people have been talking about the fact that Kehlani followed you. You guys follow each other back. I'm a huge Kehlani fan. Yeah. She loves Kehlani. Do we got something with you guys coming too? Maybe.
We've been in contact. I mean, we just became homies through mutual friends and through social media.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we've been in contact. She's been saying how she's been listening to the new EP and she fucks with it. So. I don't know, maybe the collab's gonna happen. We just gotta make it happen.
For sure.
Yeah.
So but that's she's super sweet. Super down. She, we super down, so we're gonna make it happen at some point.